Journey of a believer. A believer's road is narrow, yet filled with sacred grace. Each trial becomes a lantern. Journey of a believer.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another episode on the silsila Journey of a Believer. Wherever you are, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. A reminder for all of us when we are making dua to also include the ummah. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the sake of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that he azza wa jal grants relief to the ummah, shifa to those who are sick and suffering, as well as protection against the oppressors. Well, dear viewers and listeners, in today's topic of discussion, we are going to be discussing something which many of us, we have this problem, and that is when hearts harden. What does it mean to have a hardened heart? What are the symptoms? And how do I get rid of this? The beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said, "Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi." The intention of a believer is better than his action. So how about we make some good intentions that, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. Insha'Allahul Kareem." Every day, let's do ourselves a favor and take out some time. Let's dedicate some time to recite the glorious Quran. Start with three verses, with the English translation from Kanzul Iman and the commentary from Miftahul Ihsan. This is available. The soft copy, the hard copies are also available every day, throughout your day. Recite Salawat, Durud-e Pak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah, and make sincere Tawbah. Because we don't know, today could be the very last day of our lives. So make sincere repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like that, every day, do your best to abstain from sins, to fulfill rights of others, to learn and practice the sunnah, to learn a dua or something of deen for the day, and obey Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In these things, if we do them properly, with the correct intentions, Insha'Allahul Kareem, there will be enormous benefits, bounties, blessings in this world, in the grave, and on the Day of Judgment as well. The person who recites Salawat, Durud-e Pak, 50 times daily, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, "I will shake hands with that person on the Day of Judgment." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Why does the heart become hard? Here we are not talking about physical hardness. We are talking about spiritually. What are the disadvantages of being hard-hearted? How can it be cured? A one-day-old baby, a baby girl, was buried alive in a rural area, a village area. A merciless father buried his one-day-old baby daughter alive. The police arrested him. Details revealed that the person had become the father of a sixth daughter, giving a statement that cruel, oppressive father said that his daughter was ugly, with a distorted face. He had even asked the doctor to give her a poison injection, but the doctor refused. And so what did this foolish person do? He buried his daughter alive. One day old. What can drive a person to do this? A sane human being can never commit such a heinous crime. This was being committed in the period of Jahiliyyah, of ignorance, when people would bury their daughters alive. And Islam came to abolish that satanic and evil practice and gave such a status to daughters, to women, that if a daughter is born in your home, scholars have mentioned that a rahmah, a mercy has entered your home. Allahu Akbar. Go through the numerous amounts of ahadith with regards to having daughters, and then you will see then how Islam has raised the woman as a daughter, as a wife, as a mother. One main cause of hard-heartedness, as we saw or heard in the previous incident of that merciless, evil father who murdered his one-year-old daughter, was it the daughter? It was no crime of hers that she was born as a girl. It was no crime of the mother. It's the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for whomever He wants, He grants them a son or He grants them a daughter. Whether it's the murder of a daughter or a son or anybody. In Islam, murdering a person unjustly, it is totally forbidden, haram, and an act leading to the hellfire. But one main cause of hard-heartedness that many of us experience is the lack of khawfe khuda, the lack of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of His punishments and torments of this world, of the grave, and that will be intensified in the hellfire. Now, because there's no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many of our hearts, therefore so many of us are inclined towards sins because of the hard-heartedness, that we don't think twice, we don't worry, we just want to get that dopamine hit, that pleasure feeling. So many types of sins are committed, even innocent people are murdered, are killed, and they even call it to justify it, to make it sound justifiable. That, you know, these are consequences of war. If that is their justification, then that's one more reason to show Islam is the best. That even when it comes to war, there are rules of engagement that you cannot touch, no matter what it is. You cannot touch innocent people, non-combatants, elderly, children, women, even men that are non-combatants, religious figures, places of worship, trees that bear fruits, animals, unless it's for consumption. Islam teaches these things. That we're not even allowed to mutilate the bodies of the enemy soldiers. Leave torture. The dead enemy soldiers too, we're not allowed to mutilate their bodies. And whoever goes against that goes against Islamic teachings. So today, this is how they justify it, because they have a thirst for blood. Hearts have become so hard, they don't care. They just want to annihilate villages with innocent people, with children, with babies as well. It's mentioned in Surah Al-Jinan, Volume 4, that hardness of the heart means that the heart becomes so hard because of not remembering death and the hereafter. That advice has no effect on the person's heart. A person is inclined towards sins. The person doesn't feel any shame when committing the sins and does not even think about repenting. This disease, this sickness is destructive. And people who've got these types of hearts have been condemned in the Holy Quran. The glorious Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 74 has stated, then after it, your hearts hardened, so they are like rocks or even harder. In this verse, those who are hard-hearted have been mentioned. And specifically, it refers to the Bani Israel. who lived at the time of Nabi Musa Kalimullah, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. It was said about them that they didn't learn any lesson. After seeing so many indications, so many mu'ajizat, prophetic miracles of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, so their hearts became like stones, harder than stones, because even stones can get affected from the flow of water. Some stones break and some fall down due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, but the human being who has been given common sense, understanding, intelligence, aqal, whose senses are powerful, whose intellect is complete, to him, evidence is supposed to be clear and opportunities of advice, they are present. Even then, he doesn't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't obey Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. What kind of an unfortunate person is this? So this dangerous, devastating disease of hard-heartedness will destroy a person, will destroy their good deeds. Because if there's no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there's no contemplation about the reality of the grave and what's going to happen to me, if there's no contemplation of the afterlife, then how am I going to be resurrected? In which form? Which way am I going to go? Towards paradise or towards hellfire? Are my good deeds or bad deeds going to be heavy on the mizan, on the scale? If we don't contemplate over these things, it's easy for shaitan to influence us to commit sins. For the base self, the nafsul ammara, to influence us to commit sins. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he would say that for the true believer, the greatest punishment is that his heart will get hard. Is my heart hard? There's no time to look around. Yeah, that guy, he and she, so rude, so bad manners they have, bad character, they must be having a bad heart, bad thoughts, hard heart. Where's the time to do that? When not looking and focusing on myself, the condition of my heart. Because hard-heartedness increases sins. It keeps a person far from the deen and the values and teachings of Islam. It erases the pleasure of worship, of recitation of the glorious Quran, of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It deprives a person from the mercy of Allah azza wa jalla and is a sign of great misfortune. It's a sickness that becomes the cause of bringing other apparent and spiritual diseases. It opens the doors to many, many other sins. And is condemned in blessed hadith as well. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the final and last prophet of Allah azza wa jal, has clearly said, a hard-hearted person is very far from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I, every human being is dependent upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believers are dependent on the mercy of Allah Azawajal in this world, in the grave, and on the day of judgment, and through His mercy, the believer will enter paradise. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also said that four things are from misfortune: the act of not flowing tears, the hardness of the heart, to have high hopes, and to suffer from the greed of this world. Now, what are some of the signs of hard-heartedness? Let's analyze ourselves, scrutinize ourselves, to check, to diagnose ourselves whether I have this disease, this sickness or not. Let's look at some of the symptoms. Negligence in performing ibadah. One of the great symptoms of the heart being hard. Doesn't get the joy, the pleasure in performing salah, into doing other ibadah like fasting, nafil fast, giving charity, inviting to goodness, forbidding evil. There's no happiness in that. Like a person who hastily goes to the masjid to perform the salah without any humility, without any focus of the mind in that salah, without being absorbed in the salah, and is just waiting to get out of the masjid, like a bird in the cage. That as soon as the cage is open and then the bird is gone. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu describes the prayer of the hypocrites when he says in Surah An-Nisa verse 142, and when they stand up for prayer, they do it unwillingly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us from this disaster of hardness of the heart and grant us khushu' and khudu', extreme humility in worshipping Him Azza wa Jal, in reciting the glorious Quran. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu grant us sincerity. Sincerity also helps to soften the heart. Another symptom, that advices have no effect. If you're doing wrong, somebody comes along and tells you that, you know what, I saw you doing this, I heard you saying this, refrain from it. If I am truly doing that, what's my response? Do I thank the person for being my well-wisher and bringing it to my attention? Or do I start fighting with them? Hey, who are you? You got more problems than me. You are a greater sinner than me. Now, the pious people, they would always consider themselves as the worst, as the most sinful slave of Allah Azza wa Jal. Some of them would even, they would truly believe this. Everybody else is going to paradise. Me, I'm destined for hell because I'm the greatest of sinners. This was their attitude. This is what they truly, firmly believed in their hearts. And that helped to soften the heart. Other symptoms include preferring the world over the hereafter. That we live, many of us, here as if there's no tomorrow. Like there's no accountability. Some people just say anything. Vulgarism, obscenities, filthy, dirty, foul language. With no care in the world. Like there's no accountability. As if the angels are not recording everything. Because there's no fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. There's no thought that, you know, how am I going to be resurrected? How am I going to exit my grave? What is going to be my condition on the day of judgment? Even before that, what's going to be my condition in the grave? When I'm all alone in the confinedness, the darkness, the loneliness, the constriction of the grave. Nobody's going to help me. No matter how loud my voice is, no matter how strong I am, think about these things. So this is another symptom, that we prefer the dunya, the world, to the hereafter. And we need to realize that this world is just temporary. Life that we have over here is just temporary. The hereafter is everlasting. It is eternal. And so a person whose heart is hardened, such a person becomes blind, blindly in love with worldly attractions, with the entertainments and amusements of this world, and gets lost in the dark valley of sins, and will be left with nothing but destruction at the end of this world and the hereafter. Another symptom of hard-heartedness is weakness of iman, weakness of faith. When divine commands and orders are not followed, and sins are abundantly committed without no shame, with no modesty, even in public as well. And some people, they even advertise their sins. Hey, you know, which is the latest movie I've seen? Which is the latest song track? And they share it with others. They share the sin with others. They forward it to others. Just piling sin upon sin on their own heads. But they will realize when the angel of death suddenly appears, it's too late. There's no going back to this world. But can you imagine the regret that the foolish person will have? Am I that foolish person? Question to ask ourselves. So, hubb al-dunya, love of the world, is a great reason for the heart to harden. Because when love of the world overpowers a person's heart, the heart starts paying attention to it and is not interested in reciting the Quran Pak, Durud Pak, Dhikrullah, Istighfar, Salah, and other ibadat. Because the heart is finding some kind of pleasure in sports, in entertainments, in attractions of the world. And the person ends up destroying his world in useless, sinful acts and will be in great disgrace in the afterlife. A person who engages in lots of useless conversations, a person who speaks too much, makes many mistakes. A person who makes many mistakes commits many sins. And one who commits many sins will get a lot of punishments. Control the tongue. It will help in making the heart hard by engaging in useless conversations or even sinful conversations. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us, O people, don't engage in abundant conversations except the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because to have abundant conversations causes hard-heartedness. And undoubtedly, amongst people, that person is furthest from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whose heart is hard. Another reason is laughing excessively. I know today, people, they say, humor is the best medicine. This is not an Islamic concept, by the way. That laughing loud and uncontrollable laughter, qahqaha they call it, uncontrollable laughter is a great means for you to harden the heart. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has clearly stated, do not laugh excessively, because excessive laughter kills the heart, meaning hardens the heart. Talking about the loss of excessive laughter, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, continue avoiding excessive laughter, because laughter ends the noor of the face. The one who is heedless of dhikrullah, that also contributes to the sickness of hard-heartedness. Because a heart has four conditions. Four chambers are there, but the heart itself has four conditions. Loftiness, expansion, lowliness, hardness. The loftiness of the heart lies in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Its expansion lies in attaining the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla. Its lowliness lies in being occupied with the people, and its hardness lies in the heedlessness of the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Do you know what's another cause for having a hard heart? Something that is a relatively recent concept. The food culture. What they also call mukbang. Eat to fill your stomach how much you can. Eat the equivalent of 4 or 5 people. And people are starving. Amazing. That's right. To eat a stomach full. To eat one's full not just creates laziness in ibadat. Doesn't just harm a person's health, but hardens the heart also. A great scholar, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, has said, eating in excess is one of the habits that harden the heart. Sayyidina Ma'ruf Karkhi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says, eating a lot causes hardness of the heart. And the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions obscene talks results from hard-heartedness, and a hardened heart is in the fire. So we should do the opposite of these things. The opposites will be the antidotes. Talk less. Unless you are making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are reciting the Quran Pak, you are inviting towards goodness, talk less. Develop the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. Contemplate over the akhirah, the afterlife. What's going to happen to me in the grave and on the day of judgment? Keep good company. Those who are Islamically inclined, who have developed, who are developing their taqwa, their piety, who have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are ways to create softness of the heart. Don't eat too much. Try to eat less, talk less, sleep less. Make dua. Dua is the weapon of a believer. Be punctual with the salahs. Read the Quran. Live a simple life. Wear simple clothing. Don't be a slave of fashion. Visit the graves and often remember al-maut. Remember death. This will help to soften the hearts. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
Journey of a believer. A believer's road is narrow, yet filled with sacred grace. Each trial becomes a lantern. Journey.